You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Research indicates that over 40% of healthy folks in their 60s and 70s will need some form of long-term care. So, you may be asking, what is the best age to buy long-term care insurance? According to Coach Pete's classic book, Financial Safari, it's before you're 60 years old, and for two reasons. One, the younger you are when you apply, the less likely it is that you'll be rejected. And two, the younger you are when you apply, the lower the premium will be. So, the sooner you meet with a financial coach to discuss long-term care, the better.
And we're back on the Financial Safari, talking once again with John Kelly, the president of Kelly Financial Services. If you're in the Hickory Hills area, the number to call for your free retirement analysis is 800-477-1135. Now, John, I thought we'd talk a little bit about different kinds of advisors. There are many different kinds out there, but let's talk about fees versus commission. We see advisors out there who are fee-based versus commission-based, and I wanted to sort of drill down into what that meant. So what are the pros and cons of fee-based and commission-based advising?
Well, we see that quite a bit here. Obviously, people come into the office here. Generally speaking, people here on the south side of Chicago, they're pretty much dealing with commission-based advisors. They work for the larger institutions out there. And the difference between brokers and fiduciaries. Well, brokers, number one, they pretty much sell products, or they sell what their firm is pushing that month. They earn a commission. So a lot of the stuff that they're in are loaded funds. Like, you know, you have different share classes, A, B, and C share classes. Some of them have upfront sales charges. Some of them have back-loaded sales charges. So depending on what share class they're in, Kip, I mean, obviously we got to find that out. A lot of people just don't even know what they're in, but they have a lot of also internal costs. So when you're dealing with a broker, like I said, they earn their commissions up front. There's really not that much incentive to grow your account. They get their pay money up front. You know, it's a buy-and-hold situation. Where if you deal with the fee-based people like we do here in our office, we have a fiduciary here right here in our office. Johnny handles all our stuff for us on a fee-based platform. And the difference between dealing with a broker and a fiduciary is you're basically getting their experience and their research. You're not paying the commissions up front. You're paying an advisory fee. And they're incentivized to grow your portfolio because, obviously, as your portfolio grows, you're making more money and so do they. So it's not that buy-and-hold situation that we see a lot of time when people come in here or in our office. Because the problem with these stocks, bonds, mutual funds, things like that is you can never have the gain and the position at the same time. You physically have to sell it to earn your gain. So, again, when you look at pretty much how the technical part about it is, like I said, when you're dealing with mutual funds, you're in a buy-and-hold situation. The fees are generally higher and dealing with a fee base because most of their stuffs are usually in ETFs, and their fees are a lot lower. They're managed daily trading, so you're in and out. If they see a trend going in the market, they'll get you out, protect it, they'll move to cash. So they're not stuck in that position where if you're dealing with a broker, you're basically riding that roller coaster, and the only time you really realize your gain is when you get off.
You mentioned fiduciary. Now, we hear this term a lot when it comes to retirement planning and financial planning as a whole. So what does it mean to be a fiduciary?
Well, if the fiduciary standard right now is the big thing that in the industry people are going to, it pretty much means you have to have the client's best interest in heart. When you recommend something to a client, you have to justify why you're putting that client in that position, no matter what it is. So it's not based on a commission, the highest thing out there for this best for you or your firm, the brokerage firm. You want to make sure that the client's best interests are at heart, and that's what the fiduciary standard is, and that's what we have here in our office. We're held to the fiduciary standard. Like I said, we sit down with our clients and we deal with any kind of managed money or fee-based. Johnny goes, it's all fiduciary. We don't sell it based on a commission. So it's a big difference, and I think a lot of people are looking forward to that, and especially when you sit down and compare apples to apples with the client. Because, again, it's all about education. And most of our clients come in here, they don't even know what they're in, or they don't understand how the brokers are paid, what fees they're charging. So it's important, especially when we see people coming in here with million-dollar accounts, and they don't have a clue what fee they're getting charged, what they're in, what share classes they're in, or what the purpose for the money is. And I think that's the biggest frustration we see on a daily basis with people here when they come in and sit down for an appointment.
Well, it's time to get the education you need. It's time to get the information you need in order to be on the right path to retirement. Do not be stuck in the dark. Get the answers to the questions that you have. Today is the day to get the process started. That number is 800-477-1135 to sit down with John Kelly and the team at Kelly Financial Services and start building a retirement plan or get a second set of eyes on your existing plan. And John, you keep spaces open on the calendar specifically for radio listeners, right?
Absolutely, Kip. Any of our radio listeners who come in, we'll sit down, we'll do a complete portfolio analysis for them free of charge. We'll sit down here with our fiduciary, Johnny Heron, and he'll sit down and tell them exactly what they're in, what fees they're paying, and exactly what kind of results they should be looking forward to in their investments. Also, we'll give a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free retirement income in retirement. Kip, for any of our listeners also to come in with $250,000, we set up a will for them. We'll give them a power of attorney for financial, power of attorney for medical. And then for any of our clients to come in with over $500,000, we set up a complete living trust for them. So we get their whole estate protected, try to keep it in their hands of themselves, their children, and keep it out of the government's hands and the court costs.
A fantastic offer. And it makes today the perfect time to ensure that you're on the right track for retirement. It's important that you get good, solid, common sense planning and straight talk to help you retire successfully. And all you have to do to get the help you need is make one phone call, 800-477-1135. It's your chance to meet with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, and the entire team at Kelly Financial, and get that comprehensive retirement plan, no obligation, absolutely free. Again, 800-477-1135. We'll be back with John in just a few minutes. There's more Financial Safari on the way.